You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Hello there. Welcome to episode 77 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. You've got your favorite Nicoles here. Hello.
What is up, people?
So, Nicole, anything happened the past couple weeks that we haven't recorded? Which I don't even remember. Was it two or three? I don't know.
We might have recorded in April.
Yeah. I mean, it's been since then, but I don't exactly remember.
It's been fine. We just, you know, we've been busy.
Yeah, we're busy broads. Yeah. We're busy beavers.
Yes. The busiest beavers of all.
So we do what we have to do through life, so
yes,
it's fine.
Yes, yes, let me see. Things have happened. But you know what the most surprising thing is? And I kind of already told you this the other day. Mm-hmm. I still have not enjoyed my espresso. Yeah, the entire week. I know this is shocking to everybody right now, so I hope you didn't wreck your car when I said this. But starting last Monday, every time I made a coffee, I haven't enjoyed it. And I just had a few sips of it, and I was like, I don't want this. And then on Friday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Starbucks because maybe it's something with the bag
your
of beans.
Machine
yeah, or the batch of beans I bought. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to Starbucks. Went to Starbucks. I didn't enjoy it either. And I was like, well, this isn't good.
That's
my stuff. I had a few sips of it, and I threw it away. So yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a coffee and it's going to be fine. I had like four sips of it. And then I was like, well, I am going to go to the gym, but I should finish this. Cause I made it, but I was like, no, I don't want it. And I didn't finish it. I didn't even have any coffee today.
That's messed up.
I think
you're
dying.
Gonna get a headache.
I think I'm dying.
So I actually had that problem last week. Maybe it was sympathy pains, but I was okay this morning.
Okay. So maybe I'll have one later and I'll feel okay
and you'll be fine. Okay. Yeah, maybe it was just like I don't know what it was. Last week was a weird week. Yeah. I kept like searching the internet for like what's going on because it wasn't a full moon. Like it felt like something like that, like some kind of weird energy, like full moon, Mercury in retrograde, whatever, something like going on greater than just me. But I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird time, and I'm hoping that I enjoy coffee again, because that's the best part of my day.
I know.
I look forward to it.
That is, like, because it's, like, you wake up in the morning, and usually, like, you get up and go to work. It's something you don't want to do, but you do it anyways, because it's life.
Yeah.
But that is, like, the thing you're, like, well, I wake up, and I know I'll have my coffee.
Exactly. That's the best part of my day.
Seriously. Yeah. And if you can't even count on that, well, let me ask you this. When's the last time, like, you did... They call it descaling or whatever. When's the last time you, like, or ran vinegar through your machine?
So my machine automatically tells me when I do it.
Yes,
I have to
that's
do
what
it.
Mine does, too.
Usually it's, like, a monthly thing.
Yeah.
So mine actually should be coming up that to do it. Maybe it needs...
But the whole Starbucks thing, though.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was going to say. Maybe it's just, like, it's time for your machine to get cleaned.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Or maybe Starbucks needs to be descaled, too.
Maybe they...
It's a descaling thing.
I think... Because they usually... Because, like, our machines at home, we just use them for ourselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? If
oh,
somebody
I actually
comes
run
over.
A business out of my house.
But at Starbucks, they have to do that every night.
Correct. Yeah.
So sometimes I think they skip it, though.
Maybe they skipped it. Maybe after this, when I have to go to the grocery store, I will purchase another Starbucks and see what happens. It'll be a different location, Starbucks, so it could be a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe that's what the problem is. I don't know. I'm just trying to be hopeful.
I'm hopeful, too. I'm trying to be hopeful, too. I can't let the biggest enjoyment of my life go away.
I know.
I love Starbucks. I mean, I love coffee so much. Espresso so much.
It's like the reason to live.
I know.
I know that sounds morbid, but come on.
That's how we are. We're just the two
animals.
We just love espresso. Speaking of all that, because, like, coffee helps you wake up, I've been having the wildest dreams, which is no surprise, because I've talked about this on the podcast.
Every day you do.
That I have wild dreams. Well, last night we were hanging out with our friends, Spencer and Jenna, and I told them when we left, I was like, well, see you in my dreams. And not to sound creepy, but, like, if I see you or I'm like, I speak of you, you're typically in my dreams that night. Well, Jenna was in my dream last night, but my dream was funny. Okay, so I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast. Oh, I probably have, because we talked about the basketball story.
Yeah.
But I teach a dance fitness class, and I have, I'm going to be teaching one with Fabletics here in Pittsburgh in a couple weeks, and I was talking to Jenna about it, and she was saying how she's going to come and whatever, she's going to sign up, great. Well, my dream last night was I couldn't figure out how to get to the mall through Fabletics. Like, I couldn't figure out how to get there, and I was running late. But the reason I was running late, because you know how I drove there? On my Peloton. Which would make perfect sense why I was late, because Pelotons don't have actual wheels.
They don't move.
Or move. It's a stationary bike. So I woke up laughing, because I was like, oh my God, that was silly. Like, I went
20 miles.
Yeah, but Jenna was in my dream for that, because I had to go to, once I got there, I had to go to the bathroom really, really bad. And I kept asking people how to find the bathroom at the mall. Which,
that you know where it is.
Yeah, which I do know, because, like, go to that mall. But in my dream, I didn't know. And she said that she had gone to a class there before, so she knew. And so she was showing me. But when we entered this door to go through the bathroom, it ended up taking you up this, like, giant escalator that was more like a roller coaster ride.
Ooh.
And not, but a terrifying roller coaster ride. Like, you didn't get strapped in. You were just, like, standing. It was weird. But then when you got to the top, it ended up dropping you into a Kmart. And I was...
So, were you at Kmart yesterday?
So, no.
But you just love it. Did
somebody talk about Kmart? I don't even know. But what concerned me in my dream was, Kmarts are closed. Is this bathroom going to be open?
Yeah.
I was like, this doesn't make sense. And that's all I remember from my dream last night. It was weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Said it. So, Jenna, I know you listen. So, like I said, you were in my dreams.
Yeah,
dreams are weird.
It's funny because I look up dreams every once in a while. I get a reoccurring dream. And it was funny because I was watching a little bit of the movie Hustlers, like with J-Lo and Keke Palmer. I was watching a little bit of that last night. And the one, what's her name? Is it Constance Wu that's in it? But she was talking, when she was getting interviewed, she mentioned something about having this reoccurring dream about being in the back seat of a car, and she's like, nobody's in the car, and she's trying to get to the front seat. I have that dream all the time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I rarely have other dreams.
My crazy dream is whenever the brakes don't stop, but I said that.
Yeah, similar. But and that's the thing. It's like not stopping. I need to get to the front. But that being said, people have so many theories about where dreams come from.
That's true.
Like, what, you know what I mean? So that, going back to where I was started, and this was a little messy, what do your dreams, like, what if somebody said your dreams are predicting the future?
Well,
because some people say that.
That's true. That's true. I mean, my dreams are super vivid, so maybe I'm a medium.
Maybe. Kmart's going to come back.
I have powers.
Is that what this means?
Kmart's coming back, everyone. You heard it here first on Two Girls One Podcast.
And Peloton is going to have regular bicycles.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, motorcycles.
I don't know. Some of my dreams are freaking wild.
Maybe you're
going to
get a Peloton motorcycle.
Could you see me on that? That would wreck
as much. No. As much as you enjoy a scooter...
Yeah.
You would probably be like how 18-year-old boys are on a motorcycle.
Probably. Like
you'd be doing wheelies.
Crazy. Well, if that's the case, what was my dream the following night or the previous night? I was dreaming like wild stuff about Dan and Joey doing drugs. I hope that's not true.
And especially Joey as well, but especially Dan is the least person doing the kind of drugs you were talking about.
Well, and it was funny.
Like, that's a real hoot.
I told him the next morning, I was like, oh my God, let me tell you about my dream last night. And he's like, yeah, you know, me and Joey, we're big druggies. I was like, well, apparently you guys are.
And I like that you dreamed like he was cheating on you and you woke up mad.
I didn't know that he was. It was a girl that, but I have done that before, like, dreaming that. But it was like,
disgusted.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe this. But I did, you do wake up mad. Don't you ever wake up from a dream feeling it was real? And you're like, you have emotions from that dream.
Yes. Yeah. And it takes you a couple minutes to realize that it was just a dream. Yeah. It's all in your head.
Although, funny enough, typically it does take me a while. But we were talking about this last night because we were with Jenna and Spencer. And somebody was saying, like, having dreams and you wake up and you don't know where you are. And they're like, oh, yeah, that happens to me occasionally. That happens to me daily.
Yeah.
Every time.
So bad.
It's so bad. I wake up from my dreams and I have no idea where I'm at because my dreams are so vivid that they're just like, I feel like I'm there.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Have you ever dreamed and, like, woken up, like, when you were about to eat and you just get furious?
No.
That's happened to me before.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're, like, hungry, and there's food, and you're, like, reaching for the food, and then it's not there, and you just, like, want to punch somebody right in the throat.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's bad.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have no other dream things, but have you... This is just a random thing. Before I get on, I have a topic I want to discuss with you. I need to tell you about a theory.
Okay.
But this commercial... Me and Dan were watching an episode of The Office on Peacock, And they have, do you have Peacock? Yeah. Okay. Do you ever notice how weird the commercials are on there sometimes? Have you seen the new Venus commercial?
No.
It is, okay, so if anyone has not seen it, I urge you to go look it up. It is the most disturbing commercial I've ever seen. So they're basically talking about how it's okay to have pubic hair, but it's little pubic hairs dancing and singing.
That's so gross.
It's gross. It's disturbing. And me and Dan were like, wait, is this a joke? And then at the end of it, it's a Venus razor commercial.
Okay, so first of all, that's weird. They're like making these hairs like dancing and singing odd. But if you are in the business of hair removal, why are you saying that it's okay to have hair? Like, you should be like, hairless is it.
Yeah, because usually, like, it was like, who wears short shorts? Yeah. And the girls are, like, all shaven.
Yeah.
Who wears short? Yeah, like, the whole thing.
The only thing they ever said was, like, trimming, because they had trimmers. Like, that's the, like, no, you promote the product you have. Yes. Not, like, don't use us.
Yeah, I had no idea what the product was for, or what the commercial was for, because they were like, yeah, they're like, it's okay to be, there was, like, a catchy theme, like, it's okay to be waxed, or shave, or, like, whatever, and it's just, like, they're talking about all these things, and I'm just like, what is this? Please look it up after this.
Well, that's confusing, so I'm glad to say I don't use Venus razors.
Either do I. But I never liked them, ever. So
yeah, you saw a Schick.
Mine is... Oh, I don't know what brand mine is.
It's Schick. It's the one with the five blades. I don't know what it's called, but...
Is it like a blue handle? I might use the same one then. Yeah. I don't know. I buy it at Target.
Yeah.
I buy stuff at Target.
I get like the refill blades.
Yeah. Yeah. I buy Target ones. It's fine. Yeah, I just thought it was weird, and I hope everyone goes and looks that up, because it's disturbing and weird.
And honestly, everybody is like, oh yeah, we want to appeal to their emotional, but they're emotional to the point where it's like, you don't make sense, and what the hell are you advertising for? I don't know.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
Well, and the thing is, like, also, razors can be used to shave your armpits, to shave your legs. Why they were discussing that area made no sense.
Your face, even, like, anything. Whatever you want.
Want to shave your toes?
Yeah, hairy toe broad. Yeah. Which means, if you have hairy toes, it means you have good circulation in your feet.
Well, and that's what I said. That lady at the pedicure place, she asked for her toes to be waxed, so she must have great circulation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll get on to this. I'm going to get on to my... Let me talk about my... next conspiracy theory, and then I'll get on a topic that I just want to discuss.
Okay.
So, Pepperidge Farms, I think, is a scam. The whole company.
They talk about that on Family Guy.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Okay.
I think there was an episode where it was like... Show.
I would like it. I probably would watch it.
Yeah, you would like it.
But I've decided that all goldfish taste exactly the same. Now, from my career as a marketer, so I think they are brilliant...
Yes.
In their marketing, that they're trying to put out 50 different flavors and say that they're different. But every goldfish tastes exactly the same.
It's like everything in Long John Silver's tastes the same.
Yeah, it's the same. It's probably not even real meat at Long John Silver's. But that's the thing is, like, everything. So, like, it's not just because. So, why I'm saying this is I bought jalapeno cheddar goldfish, I bought sour cream and onion goldfish, and I bought, like, regular goldfish. I couldn't tell you the difference between any of them. They all tasted the same.
Exactly.
So I'm just like
the cheddar.
Yeah, even the pretzel tastes like the cheddar, too. I'm like, I don't care. It's all the underlining. They're all the same goldfish. Now, our friend Sarah does agree with me on this fact. Now, Dan and Brandon, of course, lovers, they both taste it. They both taste the sour cream and onion, and they're like, it tastes different. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I was like, there's an underlying, it tastes like the cheddar.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it tastes like a cheddar. Now, I do want to give a shout out to Cheez-Its, because Cheez-Its,
they're different.
They do taste different. And you know why? Because they didn't commit to 50 freaking flavors. They committed to like 5. So they knew they can make a pepper jack. They knew they can make a cheddar jack. They knew they can make a hot. And I think there might be like Italian and like a Swiss one. They committed to doing what they could do. They weren't like, hey, look at us. But Cheez-Its do sell. I think a Cheez-It is better than a goldfish. Fight me if you don't think so. I don't care. What do you think? Where do you stand?
Honestly, I like goldfish better, but it's because I like the cheddar.
Okay, but you know...
Like, they all taste the same.
They're all the same.
100%.
Yeah, so I'd like to expose Pepperidge Farms and the goldfish. Yeah. I'm going to go undercover and expose them.
The thing, though, is knowing they all taste the same, it's like you don't even have to look. You're like, oh, goldfish, and you just grab what's there.
Well, and they just advertised recently, and I love dill pickle anything, and they just advertised a dill pickle goldfish.
I'm gonna buy it because I need to know what it tastes like. But it, honestly, I could just go buy any goldfish because it's gonna taste exactly like that.
You're just right in the palm of their hand.
I know, and that's the problem. They've sucked me in, and I am not okay with it. And I'm on it, and I'm gonna expose them. So, everyone's. I hope you're eating goldfish right now.
Because they all taste the same.
They all taste the same. Okay, so this is just a random topic. We were talking just about weddings and stuff last night, and I want to give you three scenarios, and I want you to tell me which one you think is the worst.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a wedding gift topic.
Gifts, okay.
Okay, so would you, the first scenario would be a wedding gift card with no money in it.
Okay.
The second one would be no money, no card.
Okay.
And then the third one would be a card with an IOU written in it. Which one's the worst?
The worst? The IOU.
See, that's what I said.
That's like no class.
Exactly. So Dan was saying, well, maybe they're hard of money and like they had the intention. I'm like, no, you put an IOU in there. You had no intention.
You're an animal.
No intention of giving anyone money. And then the card, like you might as well just not put anything in there. Like do that. So like now on that topic, could you ever go to a wedding and not give a gift, even if you weren't close with the people?
No, I couldn't.
Either could I.
It's just a polite society. Like, trying to be a part of polite society, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Don't go to the wedding.
Exactly. If you can't afford to go and you can't afford to give a gift, you should not go to the wedding. It's not, and first off, and like, if people don't know this, it's tradition that you go to give a wedding gift as cash because you're covering your plate.
Yes.
That's what the tradition is. So typically, like, when we go to a wedding, like, if it's like not a super close friend and it's just like regular, well, actually, no, in general, me and Dan always give $100. We feel like $100 is usually good, unless like it was like my best friend's wedding, I gave her more. But like, and I don't know if Dan gives more for like closer friends, but like we typically, our general is $100.
It's a safe amount. Yeah, I agree.
So, and unless like, you know, I don't know, like who knows, but that's just what it is. And I think some people don't understand that.
No. And that's honestly, I always think $100 is good too. Like if it was somebody who, like if it was like your, say your rich uncle who did a lot for you, maybe I would, and it was his kid, maybe I would get more or something like that.
Yeah, it depends on the circumstance.
But I feel like $100 is a safe amount. If it was like really ritzy, I don't know. There's maybe circumstances where it would negate more money, but I think $100 is a safe amount. And I think it's kind of similar with the bridal shower too.
Yeah.
And that's a gift.
Correct.
You know, off of their registry.
Yes.
But, and we talk about this, the whole wedding thing. Don't have a big wedding if you can't afford it or you're not willing to spend the money.
Exactly.
It's weird to me when people invite somebody and don't give them a plus one. Like, I hate that because it's like, oh, I want you to travel across the country by yourself.
Yeah. I think there's certain circumstances why people wouldn't have a plus one, though. If you knew fully that, like, this person, like, isn't in a relationship and you knew, like, hey, like, I don't want them just to, like, have to guess this and you're waiting around for this. And then they say they're going to have a plus one, but they end up not having to come. You just covered a plate for no reason.
I think it should be more committal than, like, just, oh, maybe or maybe not.
Yeah. So, like, but I do think, like, if you and Rocco lived across the country and I was getting married and I said, oh, Nicole, you have to come by yourself. That's stupid. Because you and Rocco have been together for years. So that's silly. But if you just said, hey, I just met this dude, Rocco, I might bring him, might not. I might be you may or not get plus
one. And that's a two-way street. It shouldn't be flaky like that. But like how people just, they're like, oh, this is a way to cut expenses. Like you can't have people traveling across. That's not safe.
Right.
It's not safe. You shouldn't
people
do that.
People get kidnapped.
It's weird. And I also know there's people, like, I've heard of people not allowed to have a plus one because they don't know how to act.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think par for the course. I think it's just weird to not do things you can't afford. Do things you can't afford.
I agree.
Is my general point.
I agree.
You know, because I think, yes, there are, like, things. And as a guest, you should never just be a flake.
Correct.
Like, oh, I'm coming. And unless something, there's things that happen.
Right.
And you can't come.
Correct.
But you just like, oh, I didn't feel like coming.
Yeah. Weddings are expensive. If you can make it, you should make it.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I've heard of people like, oh, I went into labor 2 months early. Like, you can't be mad at somebody for not coming because they're in, you know, giving birth when they didn't plan on it.
Right.
You know, but if you're just like, oh, yeah, I decided to go drinking with my buddies, you're a terrible person.
Agreed. I agree.
You know, so that's the gist.
But I'm glad you agree on the round scheme is that I use the worst because I agree with that.
Yeah. That's okay. What kind of animal would do that?
I'm doing it for your wedding. Just put a little IOU in there with a little wink face.
I would expect it.
Oh, so funny. So what's going on with you and Claudius?
Claudio. He's been okay this week. Nothing too crazy with him. I do want to bring up, talking about, you know, theories or whatever. So my sister, Animal, called me the other day. Just randomly. And said, hey. So Kristen calls me. She just got out of Rite Aid. And she's like, hey. And I did kind of bring this up to you guys over text, but there was just more about it. She's like, I just got out of Rite Aid and I saw this thing. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm like, okay, what is it? It's something called a lady flask. So it is, and I looked it up. Do you remember Pogs?
Yes.
Remember Pogs?
I was a big containers. Pog collector. Yes.
So they were long and thin.
Yes.
Well, they were of various heights, but yeah. They were thin. So this is what the lady flask is.
Okay.
Well, a lot of the lady flasks, some of them are different shapes and whatever, but it's like long and thin, and we were just like, why is that the shape of a lady flask? Why?
Isn't it supposed to go against your leg? Like, wasn't that the thing, like, on a garter? Isn't that the point of it?
Maybe, okay. But our minds went in a different direction.
I know where your mind's going, but yeah, but okay.
So Kristen suggested this to me, and then my mind started going. We ended up on Reddit. It made us think, because they were pretty patterns and stuff, and we're like, well, that's why they're calling it a lady flask. But we're thinking, is this used to store things in your lady flask?
Maybe.
You know, like, if you have drugs you need to hide, or just anything generally speaking,
I mean,
you need
to hide. I guess they technically could. It'd be uncomfortable, but they could.
We were saying, like, especially because of the length of this thing.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, if you were on a plane and you were hiding drugs?
Well, it depends.
And you were lying. And they're like, why is this woman, like, why won't she sit? She's laying this whole flight.
But, again, would she have, aren't they metal? You wouldn't have gone, it would have went through the metal detector. It wouldn't have worked.
What are they going to do? Do they search up there?
I don't know.
Should we test this out?
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. We'll get somebody else to do it.
We're going to make Jess do it.
She'll do it.
Jess, you're in the medical field. So, you can do this.
That being said, have you ever heard of the word boof?
I feel like I have.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, I figured you wouldn't know.
No, I think I've heard of it,
though. So boofing means when you, basically, you're ingesting things through your butt.
Oh, that seems fun.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, people will boof drugs or alcohol.
How does that happen? How does one do that?
I've never done it.
I just can't physically possibly
with
understand
alcohol,
it.
You kind of just pour it in? Probably just, yeah, or maybe put a funnel and pour it in. But with drugs, I really don't know. Maybe there's a suppository method, or maybe they just shove it up there. I'm not really sure. Yeah. But you absorb it quicker. It goes immediately into your bloodstream. Nothing gets broken down like if it would go the other way through your digestive system. So the reason people do that is because it's a more intense, quicker high. If you're doing with alcohol, you get drunk faster.
Well, yeah, that's what some teenagers were doing that with tampons.
Tampons, yeah. Yes. So when it goes through your vaginal cavity, they call it voofing.
Voofing. Fun.
We came across that because of Reddit.
Okay,
Reddit. So, like, I guess, apparently, maybe people do, because there is a search that comes up pretty quickly in Google, Lady Flask Voof.
Okay.
And that's how we came up with this.
All right. People are searching things.
I'm guessing people do that.
Oh, I'm sure they do it. 100% they do it.
But the oddest thing to me, though, is if you're directly voofing, not if you're hiding something up there. But if you're voofing something to get high or whatever, wouldn't...
I would not want to do that.
It would mess up your particles, pH. And
there's nothing about that that sounds...
Sounds a great way to get an infection.
Yeah, that's exactly what
necrosis or something.
That's exactly what I feel. There's infections, there's diseases. Drink alcohol the regular way. Snort some Coke with your nose, okay?
Another thing Kristen found out. So... Somebody was asking the question on Reddit, with cocaine, people will rub it on their gums and their lips get numb. Like, it's not necessarily why they do it, but people just do that.
Okay.
So if you rub it on your lady gums,
that would be so
your lips get numb down there.
Why would you do that?
And she said that, and I said, well, if you're getting a Brazilian,
But why would you want to do that? But
people will die doing that.
Yeah, that's just, no, no. Could you imagine you're, like, person down there trying to, like, wax, and then she, like, gets a whiff?
Well, you wouldn't just leave a bunch down there.
Like, oh, why is this dusty? Oh, I had a powdered donut
before I came. I boofed a powdered donut.
Ah. It'd be so weird if you didn't have feeling down there, though. Yeah. Don't you think? Like, it'd be uncomfortable. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't.
Especially getting something like that, then you'd be like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, nope. Don't want to know. No.
So, yeah, that's food for thought for you.
All right, I'm going to think about that all day now.
Kristen really wanted me to bring it up with you because she's like, I know Nicole's not going to be familiar with this.
I'm not, Kristen. I'm not.
You're not a big voofer.
I'm not a voofer, Kristen.
So something that we were kind of asked to bring up from some big fans of ours.
Yes. Shout out to Jenna, big fan.
There was an incident that happened. It was even on the Daily Mail, which is a big gossip site in the UK. Yes. So this is, everybody knows about this worldwide. In a bar / club in Pittsburgh called Foxtail, there was an incident that happened.
Yes.
A woman pretty much voofed.
Yes.
Some alcohol or water. I don't know what the liquid was. And shot it back out her lady gums.
Yes, she did.
So anyways, I saw the video. A lot of people saw the video.
You showed us the video last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. But they eventually closed down temporarily. Who knows when they're opening back up, whatever. So this place has, like, a nightclub, and then on their roof they have, like, a rooftop pool / bar. I've never been to it, but I've heard, like, the water's really shallow. It's just more of, like, and somebody told me, like, yeah, like, people get in the water, but it's, like, these, the women that go there, like, have so much makeup on and stuff, they'll be, like, glitter in the water, and it's, like, oily, and
I would not go like, in body that water. Oil
and stuff. Yeah, it's not, like, you don't go there to swim. You go there to just be more nude.
Makes sense.
So, anyways, I was told, I got a little bit of the tea, and I'm going to spill it. I was told that the woman in this video was actually hired by Foxtail.
Interesting.
Yes. She's a hired performer.
Okay.
And I need to get her Instagram handle, and I should have got that before, but apparently she's for hire. She's, you know, actually an exotic dancer. But on her, like, you'll see pictures on her Instagram, and she does a lot of deep-throating balloons. Okay. That's like a big trick that she does.
Okay.
And she does more of this. But the biggest thing is this was caught on tape, and you're not allowed to, like, do pornography, basically.
Right.
But what was weird to me, because when I saw this video, because it was a woman, like, dressed pretty down.
Yes.
And she had on, like, grippy socks. So I was convinced she just got out of the mental hospital.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so she was hired. Did she audition that way? She's like, let me show you what I can do.
I think they just saw her Instagram and hired her. But I guess that's how she shows up to gigs. She just wears, like, socks and sandals. Like, she doesn't, like, dress up.
Oh, hey, ladies. What are you doing?
Well, we're recording our podcast. We're
recording. Hey. This is Paige.
Hey, podcast. Sorry I interrupted.
Yeah.
It's better than Dan.
Yeah. Animal just walking through. But anyways, that's how she shows up to gigs. Like, she just... You think an exotic dancer, you think of, like, those really high, like, clear heels and stuff. Yeah. But she just comes in socks and sandals.
You gotta be comfy. You know what? Comfort. Yeah. She knows what she likes.
And I think the one friend had, like, a bonnet on, like, women's, how they sleep when they have, like, fake hair on.
Maybe it was just a quick gig and she wanted to get in and out.
I think it's all about, for her, and it's weird to me that this is okay for the industry, but whatever, that she just, like, shows up in comfy clothes and just does tricks.
Maybe that's her gimmick, though.
Yeah, her gimmick. And it's, I guess, because she does wild things.
Yes. Like, it's not... She doesn't need to look dressed down, because she's going to be like, let me show you what I can do.
She's not pole dancing. She's not doing things like that. She's not, like, showing her body, being provocative. She's doing wild tricks is what she does.
I just don't know how one practices those and thinks, can I do this?
What gets you into that line of work?
Yeah. We need to have her on the podcast.
Because exotic dancing itself is, like... You need some money. You're like, well, I have a body to show off. But, and maybe getting into more skilled pole dancing. It's like, this is here, I practice, whatever. But what gets you into that? Like, the the skills she was doing.
Drugs.
That's what I was convinced she was in, you know, the local psychiatric hospitals, Western Psych. I was just convinced she came out of Western Psych because of the socks.
Yeah.
The activity and the socks. I was like, that's what I was telling everybody, because we're talking about it at work one day. I said, absolutely. That's where she came out
of. That's crazy.
Hired. Yeah, she was hired. She was hired. So they made it seem like some animal just showed up and was acting out. Well, she was hired.
Here's the thing. I'm upset with Foxtel about that, because being temporary closed, where's Ja Rule going to perform now?
Exactly.
Yeah. He's nowhere to perform in Pittsburgh now. That's a spot. He is going to perform Hitchhikers. Yeah. I'm making that happen.
We'll have him come to the gym.
Ja for hire, $20,000. Everybody, how great would that be? Can we start a GoFundMe for Ja Rule to perform at the gym?
For your birthday.
Yes. In October. In a
couple months. Yeah. 3 months.
Everybody send us, if everyone just sends us like $50, we can make it work.
Yeah.
We have like 4 fans, so that's not going to work from this thing, but we can talk to other people.
We'll figure it out.
It's fine. We'll figure it out.
We'll totally figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a pretty wild couple weeks going on here in the Berg.
Yeah.
Nicole has a wild night every night, clearly.
Just dreaming away.
Yeah. I mean, and personally, like, there's been so many sales going on lately. Like, I've been exercising my self-control a lot.
Well, that's good.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Kind of it for me. But, yeah, our fans really want us to discuss filth, I think.
Yeah. And so we'll do it for you guys.
Yeah.
We'll
give us another filthy topic to talk about.
You want
to
know, we'll talk about
it.
It's disgustingly hot in Pittsburgh today, though.
Yeah.
I will say that.
So a lot of people lost power
in
our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
No, we didn't. So does that make me more bragging now? Great.
Yeah.
People think we're privileged.
We are.
We're air conditioning.
I mean, we are probably pretty privileged people.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Probably true.
But whatever.
It's fine.
It's fine. What's going on?
Someone's throwing. So we're at the gym right now. Obviously, that's why.
I thought Bigfoot was upstairs.
No, they're throwing a ball against the wall.
Ball. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. So if anyone could hear that, which I don't know, because we're not using our microphones today, if that will even get picked up. Because at my house, the mics pick those things up. But someone's throwing a slam ball against the wall. So
it sounds pretty darn rude.
Yeah. Pretty much. They should know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out and punch them in the face.
Do it.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go solve this issue we have going on.
Yeah.
Nicole's going to get an espresso.
I'm going to try it out and see. Well, I'll let you guys know whenever we record again. You never know.
Yep.
Could be tomorrow. Could be 6 months from now.
We're busy ladies.
Yes.
But send us your topics because we like to talk about different things.
We do. We do.
All right. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.